I think I have to mention one of the qualities with respect to the personality of late Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Amili, that he was truly considered among the scholars who dedicated his life to defend from the Shia.
So that's why we may say that Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Al-Amili revised the Islamic history from the point of view of a Shia scholar. Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Al-Amili is trying to criticize the history by compiling this book. I mean, As-Sahih and Sirat al-Nabi al-Adham.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Ya Mu'allim, peace be upon you, truly you are our teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Assalamu Alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm Atta, the host of this program. The Teacher is mainly concerned with the life and works of the most outstanding Shia dignitaries, jurists, philosophers and thinkers all across the nation of Islam. And with me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyani. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, regarding the life and the scholarly life of Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Al-Amili, the Shiite biographer and one of the most outstanding famous contemporary Shiite biographers and historians of Islam, it must be said that he had a kind of ijtihadi approach to, we can say, the history of Islam or the study of history. And we could see this one in compiling his book, As-Sahih Min Sirat al-Nabi al-Azam. Here and there, so many commentaries have been written about this book, but this book, Sheikh Ziyania, has been named as the most outstanding work regarding the seerah of Nabi, I mean the lifestyle or the conduct of Prophet Muhammad, according to the Shiite theology or the Shiite point of view. What do we mean exactly when we say that Sirat al-Nabi was based upon a Shiite theology and point of view?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, when we go through the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as recorded in history books, even books that are compiled by Muslims like Tariqh al-Tabari and other books,
yes,
we find some stories that these stories are not proper with the personality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Al-Amili rahmatullah alayh was considering and was, you know, worrying about these problems. That's why he mentions that, you know, none of these stories in the history are not, you know, authentic for us unless we find good evidences for it.
That's why.
So he says we are not relying only on the books, but we are also relying on the evidences. We are trying to find evidences to, you know, solve the problems of the history. So that's why he does not accept the story of, for example, Al-Gharaniq. Also, other scholars of Shia, they don't accept these stories. But he gives evidences in his book regarding this, that why I do not accept this story and why I believe that such stories are fake.
Okay.
So Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Al-Amili is the person who believes that he should, you know, revive the history of the life of the Holy Prophet and revive the biography of the Holy Prophet. Why? Because he believes that the life of the Holy Prophet as recorded in history books is mixed with fake stories.
Yes.
And he says that I am responsible to, you know, separate the holy life of the Holy Prophet with these fake stories.
Especially when we have the non-Islamic look or the Orientalism, you know, look, Orientalist look at the life of Prophet Muhammad, it is mixed with so many fake stories which make a kind of, we can say, unholy, it's better to say, character out of Prophet Muhammad, something which has been done by the Westerns through the novels and the stories, and just taking a look at it, you know, without referring to the authentic resources. I think when we say reviving true history about Prophet Muhammad, you mean this, that Allama Al-Amili wanted to get back to the prior original sources.
Yes, and that's why he has named his book As-Sahih Min Sirat al-Nabi al-Adam.
Which means...
It means that, you know, We have some recorded books regarding the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
yes.
But content of these books are mixed,
yes,
from correct subjects, stories, and yes, issues, and non-correct issues.
So they are differentiating between untrue and true ones.
So that's why he is trying to mention only the correct ones.
Okay.
So sahih means the correct.
Yes.
So he's trying to distinguish between the correct stories and the, you know, issues of the life of the Prophet, yes, with the fake ones.
And what is the content of this book? I mean, starting from where? From the birth of Prophet Muhammad?
Yes, yes.
Is it?
You know, this book is consisted of 35 volumes.
Wow.
And the first volume is very important because it's an introduction discussing some, you know, important, you know, rules regarding how to study the history. And he, you know, introduces his manner in his book that I study history like this.
Okay.
So the first volume is very important. And the last two volumes, I mean, volume 34 and 35 are, you know, including the indexes, I mean, references, verses, luminaries, religion, sects, nations, tribes, different, you know, indexes that are mentioned.
Two volumes for indexes? Okay.
Yes.
Great.
And, you know, important point here is that because he wants to compile as sahih min sirat al-Nabi al-A'zam, he has to refer to different, you know, resources and books.
Yes.
That's why he had referred to 1,680 books.
83 is inexact, that's
yes,
right. To restore the narrated prophet's tradition, yes, that's right, okay.
So, and this book is compiled not in a year, but in 30 years.
Wow.
So he has, you know,
30 years.
Yeah, he has dedicated
his life
for this book.
That's right.
And the writing of this book was over in 2006.
That's all right.
If we want to go through the, you know, index of the book, we may say that the book is consisted of some aqsam.
Mm-hmm.
We have to say that it's consisted of 10 aqsam, I mean 10 chapters.
Yes.
Al-qismu al-awwal madkhal ila dirasat as-sirah, that we said that it was the first volume. Then it refers to the before of the, you know, prophethood of the Holy Prophet.
Yes.
And then it comes to the prophethood up to the migration to Medina. And then from migration up to the Battle of Badr.
Yes.
And then from Battle of Badr to Battle of Uhud. Mm-hmm. And Battle of Uhud up to Battle of Khandaq. You know, he is in these parts, he is focusing on the life of the Holy Prophet.
On the life of the Salah Prophet.
Yes.
And all the details available. Okay, very
and
good.
And then, من الخندق إلى الحديبية, that is from the Battle of Khandaq to the Sulh of Hudaybiyah. And then from the Treaty of Hudaybiyah to the Triumph over the Mecca.
Triumph of Mecca, victory of Mecca, that's right.
And then in one qism or one chapter, he talks about Fathul Mecca.
Yes.
And then it talks about min al-fath ila shahada, and he insists on the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he believes that the Holy Prophet was not passed away by, you know, normally, that but he was martyred.
That's all right. Really great work and great outstanding resource in order to have a true introduction to the life of Salah Prophet Muhammad, with all the details available over there by Sayyid Jafar Murtaza Al-Amili. But Sheikh Mahtavi, this Allama is also famous for another book regarding Lady Fatima al-Zahra, the respected and honorable daughter of Prophet Muhammad. He is also known by that book, and that book is also consists among his magnum opus, his outstanding works. What is that book, and why writing such a book about Lady Zahra?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, the title of that book is Ma'asat al-Zahra, alayhi salam. If we wanted to translate this book into English for our dear listeners to know about the content of the book, we might say that this is the book which deals with affliction of noble daughter of our beloved Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, in this book, late Allama Sayyid Jafar Murtaza Amili, he attends to affliction and those incidents that took place after the martyrdom of our beloved Prophet. All of us are aware of the things or incidents,
that's right,
or records
which are mentioned in the history with respect to that period of time immediately after the martyrdom of our prophet. So with respect to this period of time, we see some of the doubts circulating in the minds of Shia followers even. Okay. So in order to respond all those challenges and doubts, Allama Sayyid Jafar Murtada Amili authors this book.
Very good.
As I mentioned in another question that you asked, that we might call Allama Sayyid Jafar Murtada Amili as one of the committed believers who dedicated his life to Ahlul Bayt and defending from the household of the Prophet.
That's
and
right.
When we look at his works, we see all the titles that he has authored has something to do with
Ahlul
the
Bayt.
Position of Ahlul Bayt.
Yes, very good.
So Ma'sat al-Zahra is considered as another outstanding work of Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Amili, which is presenting a very vivid and clear account on what happened and took place for Lady Fatima al-Zahra
after the demise of Prophet Muhammad,
or martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And does she specifically answer the doubts and the questions regarding the martyrdom of Lady Fatima al-Zahra too?
Yes, definitely. Things that happened to
because her. there are so many commentaries and narrations
attacking her house and actually disrespecting Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam,
Imam Ali alayhi
salam. Yes, martyrdom of her son Muhsin and the other incident that most of us
and these are according to all authentic original sources.
Yes, definitely. Actually, this is his approach. He's not trying to only present words without relying on reliable resources without presenting evidences.
Okay.
All things which he has presenting in his book are backed by historical resources.
That's all right.
So among his works also we see As-Sahih Min Sirat al-Imam Ali.
That's right.
So it's consisting of 55 volumes. It's really a huge voluminous book.
Yeah.
Even if we wanted to think
that
55 volumes to talk about Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and the other works that
The Al-Hayat al-Siyasiya al-Imam al-Jawad, Imam al-Hassan al-Mushtaba, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, the political life of these imams, you know, and the roles that they had on that time. This is really great.
I don't know if we have time to talk about this point that actually we shouldn't only consider Allama Sayyid Jafar Murtada Amili as a historian.
Okay.
He himself believes and maintains this idea that scholars must focus on Quran as well. Without Quran, we cannot understand the history.
Very good.
And he has a very nice story with respect to the Tafsir al-Quran. And even in those tafsir, as we see, one of the tafsiri books that he has is Tafsir Surah Hal-Ata. And we know this Surah Hal-Ata or Surah Insan has been revealed pertaining to the position of Ahlul Bayt.
Okay.
Actually, one of
according
the,
to the Shiite commentaries.
That's right.
This approach of Sayyid Ja'far Murtada al-Amili is really admirable. In all his works regarding the life accounts of the Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imams. And this is what we need, I think, inside the religion of Islam and the Shiite world. True authentic approach to the history of Islam with all the details mentioned. And I think that Sayyid Ja'far Murtada al-Amili has also benefited from the Sunni sources too. You know, in order to
for sure, without that, this book would not be used to talk with Sunni brothers.
That's all right. We have about 1-2 minutes, Sheikh Ziyania. Any final remarks regarding Allama Amili?
You know, as my dear brother Mahdavi mentioned, Sheikh Mahdavi mentioned that Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Amili is not a historian only. Because, you know, if a faqih writes history, his history book would be completely different. And that's the difference between As-Sahih with other books. And he has different angles in his life. For example, he has a book named as Mukhtasar al-Mufid.
Okay.
And this book is consisted of 21 volumes. And this book is compiled the questions and answers regarding different issues from people. 21 volume,
about question and answers.
Oh.
You know, frankly, I do not know how this figure find time to answer the questions of people.
That's why.
Because he had dedicated 30 years of his life for compiling the book of As-Sahih.
That's right.
And he writes that when I'm finishing this book, I'm hearing the bombard Beirut.
Yes.
And after that, in 2006, he decides to compile As-Sahih min Sirat Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this also lasts for 7-8 years. So, you know, beside these, you know, different works that he is doing, he is giving answers to the questions of people.
That's all right.
This is very important for us. And
that's all right.
I think that we should take lesson from him.
A true protector of the concept of imamat and velaya in Lebanon and answering the doubts, religious doubts and questions of not only Muslims and the Shia Muslim, but also we know that Lebanon and Beirut is famous for its multicultural atmosphere over there. The Christians referring to him and finding so many answers, you know. Really a source of blessing and a source of benefit for all the Muslims in the Shiite world. And really we are proud of having such scholars in our community and in the world of Islam, especially the Shia ones, some people like the late Allama As-Sayyid Jafar Murtaza Al-Ameli. He passed away on Safar 27, 1441. It was October 26, 2019 in Beirut. He was getting to Jabal Amal, his hometown, and he was buried over there. May Allah bless his soul and may he rest in peace, inshallah. Thank you, Mah Sheikh Mahdavi.
You're almost welcome.
And Sheikh Ziya Niam, for your presence
brother.
In the program, the teacher talking about the life account of As-Sayyid Jafar Murtaza Al-Ameli, the outstanding Shiite biographer and historian of early Islam, a scholar of the Islamic Seminary of Qom and Najaf. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page, also our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Allah.